News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is National Maths Week and we want to know why so many people shy away from maths in adulthood. Niamh O'Mara, Associate Professor in Maths Education and Deputy Director of EpiSTEM, joins us. Niamh, why do we fear maths?
Good morning, Shane, and thanks for having me on. So realistically, there are probably a multitude of reasons why people commonly say, oh, I was never any good at maths. I think first we could look at the home environment, the role of parents quite possibly. We recently conducted a study into the prevalence of grinds in maths, and that has nothing to do with today's conversation, but it did highlight to us how important parents are as significant actors in our education system, much more so than in Europe, due to the influence that they have on their children. But many parents in different studies have reported not being confident to help their children with maths homework and actually not having high expectations of their children in the area of maths due to their own perceived struggle with the subject. And many parents openly express such views to their children, and these messages will undoubtedly be picked up on by children. So I think one way to overcome this challenge, so to speak, is to first start conveying positive messages to our children about the beauty, the power of maths, and to discuss how everyone can actually succeed in maths. And that's a message that doesn't get across too often. Every child won't go on to be a mathematician, and no one expects, wants or needs that. But they can still develop the mathematical knowledge and skills required to be engaged citizen. And for them to carry out daily tasks required, whether it be in their line of work or in their social life. And a good analogy, I think, is it's a bit like, say, when kids participate in a sport like GAA. We don't expect every child who picks up a slitter to end up playing for their county team. But with a bit of dedication, a bit of perseverance, they can develop the skills needed to perform at their level. And maths is absolutely no different to that.
Okay. The gender issue that was there, is that, and that myth about girls not being good at maths that was there for so long, has that been firmly nailed at this stage, do you think?
That's a really interesting point, Shane. Gender, I think, does play an issue in that whole idea of not being good or openly admitting not being good at maths. Now, the gap in the performance levels of males and females in state examinations in particular is now negligible. And actually, in fact, if there was any difference, it's probably in the favour of girls. But saying that, there's still significant differences in levels of self-efficacy and self-belief in mathematical ability among males and females. So, for example, I, along with colleagues in Mary Eye and UCC last year, I think it was, conducted a study looking at the reasons why students chose higher or ordinary level maths at senior cycle. And in our study, the girls outperformed the boys in the junior cycle exam, but the boys were much more likely actually to say that they chose maths for senior cycle because they were good at it or because maths was their favourite subject. And actually, a report only released last week that your listeners might be interested in from Dr. Olivia Fitzmaurice, Dr. Veronica Ryan and Professor John O'Donoghue found significant differences were found in self-efficacy and self-concept among male and female first-year students at second level. And again, males had much higher self-belief in their own mathematical ability. But as you say, like we've overcome the difference in performance, but there's still a lasting difference in their perception of their own ability in maths, which is interesting.
Okay, so look, what's the advice for parents listening this morning? What advice would you say to them about how to approach maths with your kids?
I think first and foremost, and it's Paul Ernest in the UK mathematics education in the UK said, in contrast to the shame associated with illiteracy, innumeracy is almost a matter of pride. And I think that's the first thing we need to do.
It's okay to say, you never hear anyone saying, I'm not very literate, but you do often hear people saying, I'm just terrible at maths.
Exactly. That's to a T. It's like we could never say, or the shame or the stigma associated with I can't read and openly admitting it, but I can't do maths is a commonly spoken term. So then messages get through to children. And it's not only parents, it's society as a whole, I think, has a responsibility in this regard. Because there was actually an ad on TV, I'm not too sure if you saw, it might still be on TV, but it was saying something about insurance was as difficult as higher level maths. So these messages are going to get through, not only to children, but it reinforces in adults that it's okay to say it. So I think that's first and foremost. And I think as well, parents need to not be afraid of mathematics themselves. Like that study I talked about that we conducted with adults, so many of them were saying, oh, I'm no good at maths. Never. I don't engage with maths in any walk of life. When in fact, we asked them about different tasks that they did on a daily basis, maths and in particular numeracy underpinned all of these tasks. So maybe, and I think it was Dr. Terry Maguire coined the phrase, we need to just open our eyes to the maths in the world around us and see that we are actually doing maths, engaging with numeracy every day. We have to engage with numeracy to be an engaged and informed citizen.
We'll leave it there. Niamh O'Mara, Associate Professor in Maths Education and Deputy Director of EpiSTEM. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.